जय श्री श्री राधा माधव की जय।
महाप्रभु की श्री श्री पंचतत्व की नृसिंहदेव प्रहलाद महाराज की हरिनाम संकीर्तन की ग्रंथराज श्रीमद भागवतम की समवेत गौर भक्त बिंद की निताय गौर प्रेमानंदी। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबली बॉडीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबली बॉडीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबली बॉडीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज गुरु एंड गौरांग, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री प्रभुपाद। ओम ज्ञान तिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानांजन शलाकया चक्षुषोन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः। श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं जन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यं ददाति स पदांतिकं। वंदेहं श्री गुर श्रीयुत पदकमलं श्रीगुरुं वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपां सागर जातं सहगना रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजन सहितं कृष्ण चैतन्य देवं श्रीराधा कृष्ण पादं सहगना ललिता श्री विशाखान्वितं। नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्ण प्रस्थाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने। नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य दिशतारिणे। वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्येव च पतितानां पापनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। नमो महाबदन्नाय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरतिष्ये नमः। हे कृष्णा करुणा सिन्ध दीनबंध जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधाकांत नमस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिय। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौरभक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। ओं नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओं नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओं नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृतं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जय मुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवति उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नष्टके। सो रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 4 चैप्टर 14 द स्टोरी ऑफ किंग वेना टेक्स्ट नंबर 20। तस्मिन् तुष्टे किम् अप्राप्यम् जगतामीश्वरेश्वरे लोका सफला हि एतस्मै हरन्ति बलिम् आदृता। तस्मिन् तुष्टे किम् अप्राप्यम् जगतामीश्वरेश्वरे लोका सफला हि एतस्मै हरन्ति बलिमादृता। तस्मिन् तुष्टे किम् अप्राप्यम् जगतामीश्वरेश्वरे लोका सफला हि एतस्मै हरन्ति बलिमादृता। तस्मिन् ओके समान ओके कंटिन्यू। तस्मिन् व्हेन ही टू स्टे इज सैटिस्फाइड किम व्हाट अप्राप्यम इम्पॉसिबल टू अचीव जगतम ऑफ द यूनिवर्स ईश्वर ईश्वरे द कंट्रोलर ऑफ द कंट्रोलर्स लोका द इनहैबिटेंट्स ऑफ द प्लैनेट्स स्वपाला विद देयर प्रिसाइडिंग डेटीज ही फॉर दिस रीजन एतस्मै अंटू हिम हरंती ऑफर बोलिम पैराफर्नेलिया फॉर वर्शिप आदृता विद ग्रेट प्लेजर ट्रांसलेशन एंड परपोर्ट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस श्री भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद ट्रांसलेशन द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड इज वर्शिप्ड बाय द ग्रेट डेमिगॉड्स कंट्रोलर्स ऑफ यूनिवर्सल अफेयर्स व्हेन ही इज सैटिस्फाइड नथिंग इज इम्पॉसिबल टू अचीव फॉर दिस रीजन ऑल द डेमिगॉड्स presiding deities of different planets, as well as the inhabitants of their planets, take great pleasure in offering all kinds of paraphernalia for his worship. Please repeat. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is worshipped by the great demigods, controllers of universal affairs. When he is satisfied, nothing is impossible to achieve. For this reason, all the demigods, presiding deities of different planets, as well as the inhabitants of their planets, take great pleasure in offering all kinds of paraphernalia for his worship. For what? All the Vedic civilization is summarized in this verse. All living entities, either on this planet or on the other planets, have to satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead by their respective duties. When he is satisfied, all necessities of life are automatically supplied. In the Vedas, it is also stated, Eko Bohunam O Vidodati Kaman. From the Vedas, we understand that he is supplying everyone's necessities. And we can actually see that the lower animals, the birds and the bees, have no business or profession. Yet they are not dying for want of food. They are all living in nature's way and they all have the necessities of life provided, namely eating, sleeping, mating and defending. Human society, however, has artificially created a type of civilization which makes one forgetful of his relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Modern society even enables one to forget the Supreme Personality of God's grace and mercy. Consequently, modern civilized man is always unhappy and in need of things. People do not know that the ultimate goal of life is to approach Lord Vishnu and satisfy him. They have taken this materialistic way of life as everything and have become captivated by materialistic activities. Indeed, their leaders are always encouraging them to follow this path, and the general populace, being ignorant of the laws of God, are following their blind leaders down the path of unhappiness. In order to rectify this world situation, all people should be trained in Krishna consciousness and act in accordance with the Varnashram system. The state should also see that the people are engaged in satisfying the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is the primary duty of the state. The Krishna consciousness movement was started to convince the general populace to adopt the best process by which to satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead and thus solve all problems. Mukham krati vachalam pangul langhayate girin jat pipata maham bande sri krishna tarinam paramananda madhava sri chaitanyeshwara namo vishnu padai krishna krishna. So in this section of Srimad Bhagavatam, we are discussing about the story of King Vena. So here, in this verse, a very specific instruction has been given. And the essence of this instruction is that all our activities have to be directed to satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead. If we don't do that, any activity we perform has no real substance or meaning. Prabhupada mentions in the purport that the modern society is suffering because of forgetfulness of Krishna. কৃষ্ণ ভুলি যে যে ভগবান ছা করে নিকটস্থ মায়াতারে ছাপটিয়া ধরে। চৈতন্য চৈতন্য এক্সপ্লেন দ্য রুট কজ অফ আওয়ার সাফারিং ইজ ফরগেটফুলনেস অফ কৃষ্ণ। শিল ভক্তি সিদ্ধান্ত সরস্বতী ঠাকুর ইজ টু সে দ্যাট দেয়ার ইজ নো স্কেয়ারসিটি অফ এনিথিং ইন দিস ওয়ার্ল্ড, অনলি ওয়ান থিং ইজ unable, is not there in this material world, is very rare, that is Krishna consciousness. And all our problems will be solved if we develop this Krishna consciousness. Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains, Jeev Krishna Das, ei vishwas korle to ar dukkha nai. If we accept all living entities, if they accept that we are the servants of Krishna, Jeev Krishna Das, ei vishwas, if we develop this conviction and faith that we are the servant of Krishna, then there is no question of unhappiness. Jeev Krishna Das, ei vishwas korle to ar dukkha, all the unhappiness will disappear as and when we accept the simple truth that Jeev Krishna Das, that we are the servant of Krishna. But to accept that truth and practice that truth in our life is very, very difficult, because we have come here to enjoy. Enjoy in spirit. Enjoy life independent of Krishna. That is the cause of our suffering. So even if you enter into this Krishna consciousness, that independent nature is also there. And even after entering into Krishna consciousness, we don't find bliss. Why? Because we cannot develop that mood of service. So therefore, Prabhupada in the purport is telling that everybody, the demigods, human beings, everybody, their prime duty is to satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead. If you don't do that, whatever you perform in the name of dharma also, it has no meaning. There are so many good qualities which are mentioned in Shastra. There is tapa, austerity. It's a very good quality. Dharma, varnashram dharma, Prabhupada is telling, the human society should be based on varnashram dharma. So varnashram dharma is very good quality. Then satya, truthfulness. Then compassion, daya. So all these qualities are very good qualities. But if these qualities are not used to satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead, these qualities also have no meaning. So I'll try, there are so many other qualities, so I'll focus on these four qualities and quoting different instances from Srimad Bhagavatam and try to establish that different personality tried to cultivate these qualities, but they have failed because they have not directed their lives to satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So first quality is austerity. When Lord Brahma was created, and he was going up and down in the stem of that lotus, he could not find anything what was going on. And he could not hear anything, he could not see anything. So what to do? He was confused. Then he had one sound, tapa, means do austerity. So austerity is the foundation of spiritual life. Without austerity, there is no meaning of spiritual life. Austerity means controlling the senses. And controlling the senses is the foundation of our spiritual life. Because senses are naturally inclined to be attracted to the sense objects. So prime duty of a sadhaka or a practicing devotee is to withdraw the senses from the sense object and engage those senses in the service of the Lord. That is called tapasya, austerity. So we know the story of Sauvari Muni in Srimad Bhagavatam. So Sauvari Muni was doing some austerity, not some austerity, severe austerity. And he was sitting because he said, whole world is Maya. If I stay in the world, it is very difficult to perform austerity. So better enter into the water and perform austerity. So he entered into the water and performing austerity for years. And somehow or other in that lake there are a lot of fishes. And Garudev, somehow or other, his food is fish. So Garudev came to that lake and wanted to eat those fishes. And by seeing Garudev, the fishes were scared and ran towards Somuri Muni to take shelter. And Somuri Muni gained some power, spiritual potency, and thought that these fishes have come to take shelter of me. So it's my duty to give them shelter. So what he did? He gave them shelter. And by doing that, he thought he is very charitable, very great personality. And establishing his position like that, he started doing certain things which are against the principle of devotional service. What he did? He started instructing Garudev. And Garudev is a superior devotee, superior Vaishnava. Generally, when we develop some authority, power, we tend to forget who is our superior and try to instruct the superior devotees. And what exactly was done by Somuri Muni, by the power of his austerity, the ego of austerity, he offended Garudev, who is a pure devotee of the Lord. And the fishes were the foodstuff of Garudev. And he disturbed his eating. And by that also he offended. And because of that, of offense, he got attracted by sin, the fishes doing the mating with each other. And he got attracted. So when you offend Vaishnavas, you develop material attachment. When you serve the Vaishnavas, you develop material detachment. And when you offend the Vaishnavas, you develop material attachments. So by offending the Vaishnava like Garudev, Somuri Muni, although he had lot of potency, spiritual potency, through the performance of austerity, he lost all the potencies. And you know the story. He came out of the water and he married, and so much material opulences he developed after that. So this is the consequence of offending a Vaishnava. Why he did that? Because the performance of his austerity was not directed to satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he was not in the association of devotees. He was alone. So doing austerity and rendering devotional service alone is also dangerous. Therefore, we have to be always in the association of senior devotees. And we always aspire the intervention of the senior devotees in our spiritual life. Then risk is very less. But when you feel, no, I am very comfortable, I am very competent, I don't need superior association, and that point you are at danger. Generally, some devotees, those who are very senior, give some instruction which you cannot relate. This is impractical. It's not practical. Prabhupada gave some instruction. Some devotees think it's not practical now. Oh, we have to get up before 4 o'clock. It's not so important. You have to come Mangalarati every day. Not so important. So, by doing that, slowly, slowly what you do, here you go down, which you cannot trace. So therefore, accepting the guidance of senior devotees at every level of our spiritual practice is very, very important. So Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur used to narrate a story of monkeys. There are few monkeys, they are staying in a king's kingdom, in the king palace. One day, amongst those monkeys, there was a very old monkey, very senior monkey. So one day, one goat, the monkey saw that one goat entered into the kitchen of the king. And when that goat entered into the kitchen, the cook, out of anger, threw a wood, fiery wood, onto that goat. And out of fear, that goat ran away. And that old monkey saw that. And old monkey told other monkeys that this place is a very dangerous place. We should immediately leave this place. Why? He said, you didn't see that cook threw that fiery wood to that goat? He said, what's the meaning? I cannot feel, we cannot understand the connection. Throwing fiery woods to the goat, what is, why we have to leave? He said, no. He started explaining. Today, somehow that goat escaped. But he's a goat, no. He has no intelligence. Again he will come tomorrow. Today he escaped, but tomorrow he may not escape. And when the cook will throw that wood, then he get the fire and he will be burned. And when the goat will be burned, he will be moving here and there in the palace. And monkey says, what? Then what's the problem? Obviously he will walk and run, he will not fly. Obviously the goat will run around. That's a big deal. So no, no, no. Then the goat may go to the place of the horses. They may go, that goat will go to the horse stable. What's wrong with that? So you don't know, in the horse place there is hay. And as soon as that hay will get the fire, it will burn. And it will burn the horse stable also. And then horse stable will be burned, then horse also will be burned. So when horse will be burned, that news will go to the king. And the horses are very, very dear to the king. And to cure the burning sensation of the horse, there is one cure. And you know the cure? Cure is the liver of monkey. So as soon as doctor will say to the king that cure of this burning sensation is the liver of the monkeys, then the king will send his soldiers to find where is the monkey. And obviously we are here and we will be caught and we will be slaughtered and they will take our liver for the treatment of the horses. Then when the other monkeys heard this story, they started laughing. What? Too much imagination, too much long-term thought, too impractical we are talking. And what happened? Next day, exactly what that old monkey said, exactly the same thing happened. And all the monkeys were caught and slaughtered. So this is the necessity of the advice of the senior devotees. So you should aspire the association of the senior devotees, those who have the experience of devotional service. So those who have gone through that experience is the best person to associate with. But generally, through familiarity you don't give importance to the advice of the senior devotees. And we may land up in different kinds of spiritual problems. So therefore, intervention of the senior devotees is very, very important. And through that, it is very easy to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As Sovori Muni did not have the association of devotees, and he did not have the intention to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead, his so-called austerity failed. In the same way, in our devotional practice also, if we perform our austerity not with the objective to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead, in the association of devotees, it may not have any impact in our spiritual advancement. This is called austerity. Second is dharma. So we say, oh, we should perform on varnashram dharma. That is the essence of our life. That's good. Varnashram dharma is the foundation of our human life. But Rupa Goswami has mentioned 64 items of devotional service, but varnashram dharma is not mentioned in those. I am not putting varnashram dharma down, but I am trying to mention that varnashram dharma is not an item of devotional service. It's a foundation to render devotional service, but it's not a direct devotional service to the Supreme Personality of God. It's the foundation of the human society. So take the example of Ajamil. Ajamil was a perfect Brahmana. So he was performing the dharma of a Brahmana very nicely. He was a perfect Brahmana. He was truthful, he was clean, he was austere, he was knowledgeable, every qualities, whatever you can think about, it was there in Ajamil's life. But one instance of seeing a sin, his whole life changed. And whole dharmic practice could not save his spiritual life. This is one part of it. Then he has gone through his life. At the end, he got a son, Narayan. And he was chanting, not chanting, calling his son Narayan, Narayan, Narayan. And at the time of death, he called his son Narayan. He is called Namabhas. He did not chant the name, holy name purely. But the imperfect chanting of the holy name could save Ajamil's life. But for a short period of time, the performance of dharma as a perfect brahmana for years could not save his spiritual life. This is the difference between devotional service and dharma. So if we take shelter of the holy name, because by taking shelter of the holy name is a direct way to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So therefore, accepting varnashram dharma is not enough. We should be situated properly in varnashram dharma, but along with that, we have to render pure devotional service. Because Ajamil did not do that, he failed. So therefore, it's better to perform imperfect devotional service than to perform perfect varnashram dharma. And that is proved by the life of Ajamil. This is called dharma. Third is compassion. We like to be compassionate. Daya. Daya param dharma. In India I said. So compassion is the real dharma. You see the life of Jarabharat, Bharat Maharaj. He was Mahabhagavat at the level of Baba Bhakti. And he was alone in the forest. And he saw a deer. And that deer's mother died. So he felt very compassionate. And he, through that compassion, he developed attachment. So you know the story, what was the consequence of Bharat Maharaj's compassion? He became deer in the next life. And after that, he got the body of Jarabharat, then he got the perfection in life. So the moral of this story is, Jarabharat was a pure devotee of the Lord at the level of Bhava Bhakti. But his compassion was misdirected. When our so-called compassion is not directed to satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead, which is not pleasing to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that compassion may be the cause of our spiritual fall down. So therefore, when we show our compassion to somebody, we have to see that that compassion is approved by Shastra. Whether that compassion is approved by the sadhus, whether that compassion is pleasing to the Supreme Personality of Godhead or not. So therefore, compassion has to be properly directed. So I don't want to go into detail, you understand what I am talking about. Sometimes we are in a renounced order of life, and showing compassion to somebody which is not approved by Shastra, that may cause a fall down in his life. We have seen in the history of our ISKCON, we have seen in the history of Srimad Bhagavatam, we have seen in the history of different Puranas. When we cross our boundary and try to show compassion, in the name of compassion, we fall down. Because we don't follow the principle of Shastra. So every born and ashram is guided, should be guided by Shastra, how to show compassion. The way a householder can show a compassion, a sannyasi cannot do that. The way a sannyasi can show compassion, a brahmachari cannot do that. Everybody has their limitations. They should be guided by Sadhu Guru and Shastra. If we break the rules and regulations of Shastra, that is not pleasing to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It may look like, oh, so much compassionate he is, but that compassion will be the cause of his fall down. The way Bharat Maharaj, he was Mahabhagavat, but he misdirected his compassion to a deer, and because of that he developed an attachment which is against the Shastra and he fell down. In the same way in our life also, if we direct our compassion to a wrong object, that may develop into attachment, and that attachment will be the cause of our fall down. It happened in the life of Jarabharat, it happened in our history, and this history will continue if we don't follow, because the rule is the same. So therefore, we have to be very careful that our compassion is pleasing to the Supreme Personality of Godhead or not. So how do you know my compassion is pleasing to the Supreme Personality of Godhead or not? Whether it is approved by Sadhu, Guru and Shastra. If our compassion is approved by Sadhu, Guru and Shastra, that compassion will be favorable for our advanced kind of Krishna consciousness. But if that same compassion is not approved by Sadhu, Guru and Shastra, that will be the cause of our spiritual fall down. So that is compassion. Fourth is Satya. Truthfulness. So Yudhishthira Maharaj was very truthful. And when Krishna told him, Ashwatthama Hato, apparently looks like a lie. So Yudhishthira Maharaj did not want to follow that, because he was attached to his dharma of truthfulness, forgetting that Krishna is Param Satya. Satyam Param Dhimahi. What Krishna wants you to tell, that is the supreme truth. So if you tell Ashwatthama Hato, in the material sense it may be a lie, but in the spiritual sense it is the absolute truth. But because Yudhishthira Maharaj was attached to his so-called dharma of truthfulness, his chariot fell into the ground. Previously his chariot used to fly, could not, his wheels did not touch that, but as soon as he denied, whole dharma fell down. So that is the purpose of truthfulness. What Krishna speaks, that is truth. What Krishna wants us to speak, that is truth. Without Krishna, everything is false. We may be very truthful, we may be very loyal, we may be very much truthful in our dealings, but if you don't follow Krishna, there is no meaning of that truthfulness. It happened in the life of Yudhishthira Maharaj. In the contrary, when Dhritarashtra, Gandhari and Vidur left home. They never told anything to Yudhishthira Maharaj. They left without telling anything. It's not proper. But why they did that? They did that to satisfy Vidura, to satisfy the Supreme Personality of God. So therefore, their so-called irreligion was the secret of their spiritual success. Because they followed the instruction of a sadhu. So their irreligion was the cause of their spiritual advancement. But Yudhishthira Maharaj's so-called religion of truthfulness was the cause of his spiritual fall down. The bottom line is that all our activities, whatever we do, should be directed to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And how do we know it is pleasing to the Supreme Personality of Godhead? Not when my spiritual authorities are pleased, when Vaishnavas are pleased, when devotees are pleased by my activity, that is the proof that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is pleased. So when we associate with the devotees, we have to be very, very careful. And we should not judge the senior devotees at our level. Srila Prabhupada was traveling in a plane, along with Indradumna Maharaj and Pradyumna Prabhu. They are going to London. So as soon as they boarded into the plane, there is an announcement, they are going to see a movie. So Indradumna Maharaj said, movie is Maya. So as soon as the movie started, Indradumna Maharaj took Bhagavad Gita and started reading. Nainasmin jatadehe komarang jovanang jara, and reading purports, everything, and thought that Prabhupada will be very pleased. But while he was reading, he saw Prabhupada is laughing. And he said, what happened? Prabhupada is laughing? He saw Prabhupada is seeing the movie. And he was reading, but Prabhupada was laughing, and he saw Pradyumna Prabhu is also started seeing the movie. So after the movie was over, then after seeing, both of them are seeing the movie, Indradumna Maharaj also started seeing. After the whole movie was over, Indradumna Maharaj was very disturbed. Because he got the lesson, seeing movie is Maya. So then, he called Pradyumna Prabhu, I have something important to talk to you. So what? You know, seeing movie is not good. Prabhupada is seeing the movie. Why? He said, you should ask. Then Pradyumna Prabhu said, you ask. I don't have any problem, you have doubt. You ask. He said, no, I don't feel comfortable. You are a Pandit, Sanskrit Pandit. You should go and ask Prabhupada. Then Pradyumna Prabhu approached Prabhupada, asked Prabhupada. Then Prabhupada gave the answer that was Charlie Chaplin movie. And Charlie Chaplin was exhibiting the humor, and sole source of all humor is Krishna. So that's why I was seeing Charlie Chaplin movie. So Prabhupada gave a Krishna conscious reply. So if you take that now, so source of all humor is Krishna, that's why it was nice to see Charlie Chaplin movie. We can say, source of all action is Krishna, source of all sex life is Krishna, so you can see any movie. Good logic, no? So by that, we make mistake. So different levels of devotees have different levels of laws. So there is a common story. Once a truck driver is driving a car, and there is a traffic red light, and you have to stop. So he stopped. And while the truck was stopped, he saw that one airplane is going. He said, how come the flight is flying? He did not see the red light of the street. So if you judge like that, that airplane, he is following different type of red light. Because he has a different level. He has to follow. But he does not have to follow the red light of the street, which that truck driver has to follow. So there are different kinds of law, secondary laws, which are applicable to different levels of devotees. Oh, Prabhupada has seen Charlie Chaplin, so why I cannot see movies? So this is not a correct approach. Prabhupada can relate Charlie Chaplin to Krishna consciousness. But what I will do, I'll do opposite. I'll put Krishna into Charlie Chaplin. We'll do opposite. And by seeing that movie, Prabhupada become Krishna conscious. But if we see that, we'll become Maya conscious. So that is the problem we have. So therefore we have to know how much we can handle. That's why Prabhupada said we should follow the pure devotees. We should not imitate the pure devotees. If you start following Lord Shiva, Prabhupada always gives the example of Lord Shiva. He drank poison. If you follow that, you are going to die. But you have to follow his instruction. He can digest. At the same time, we have to be careful how we judge the devotees. And even if some senior devotees, even if they fall down, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur used to tell a nice story. Sometimes, when you travel in India by train, sometimes Rajdhani Express, there are some express trains. When they come near to a big station, sometimes they are stopped because of some traffic jam. And other local trains, they cross the passenger train. Right? It happens, no? Those who travel, if you go to Delhi, Bombay, so passenger trains are crossing the express train. It happens. And express trains, you stop. But if the local trains, they feel, oh, I am better than the express train, it is a mistake. Because there was a red light, because of that express train was stopped. But as soon as that red light will be lifted, that express train will become very, very fast and cross the local train. In the same way, sometimes some senior devotees may fall down. But we should not think we are better than those senior devotees. Maybe apparently he is going through some problem, but when that problem will be solved, he will go faster than us. And they will cross us and achieve Krishna consciousness before us. Therefore, we should be very, very careful and not commit offense, even if there is a gross apparent fall down of the senior devotees. And that has been taught by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. We should be very, very careful how we deal with the devotees. So if we have that proper mood and attitude, then all the activities, whatever we do, that will be pleasing to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and by that we can advance in Krishna consciousness. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So time is over. I don't know any question or comment. You can go, those who have time pressure. Or if anybody want to take part in question answer, it's up to you. Any question? One, two.
Hare Krishna, thank you very much. In terms of showing compassion, I always find it difficult to see how Jack Bharat's compassion to the deer is misdirected, because being a Maha Bhagavat, it doesn't see distinction between the bodies. And such a soul in the body of a deer, he sees as a soul. In absence of the mother, in his care, he couldn't speak philosophy to that deer. The only thing he could do is to give it care in the absence of the mother. So I don't see how that is a misdirected compassion.
Then so why he fell down? If it was not misdirected, why he became a deer?
Well, I need explanation. I don't know how. I don't know why that compassion will not be pleasing to Krishna.
Why? When your compassion is not connected with Krishna, it is not pleasing to Krishna. When you show our compassion, thinking that I am showing the compassion, I am the doer, then you are in problem. Who can take care of people? Only Krishna can take care. You are an instrument. But when you forget that element of Krishna, then that compassion becomes Maya. You understand? But if Janadhara, Bharat Maharaj, was thinking of Krishna, that Krishna is taking care of an instrument, then he would have been Krishna conscious. But he thought, nobody is there to take care of him. I am the only person to take care of him. Therefore, he started developing the bodily concept of life. He forgot the soul, he forgot about himself, he forgot about Krishna. He thought, deer is there, nobody is there to take care of him, I am the only person who can take care of him. And he fell victim. Understand? That is the problem. When the element of Krishna consciousness is absent, then that compassion becomes the foundation of your fall down. Okay?
Hare Krishna. Thank you.
Who? Answered? Okay. Do you have any question?
Hare Krishna Prabhu. We heard from the story how Garuda is a pure devotee and he eats fish. Now, so according to his, he's in a certain body, certain mode. So similarly, so a Kshatriya, I'm just making sure, a Kshatriya is allowed to eat meat because of his nature and because...
I don't know about that, but Kshatriya was allowed to kill animals. That much I know. Whether Kshatriya is allowed to eat meat, I don't have any idea. But Kshatriya was allowed to kill the animals in the forest to practice. That was allowed. Yes.
My turn?
I finished.
Hare Krishna. Jug Bharat, did he not have a spiritual master to whom he could get approval from? And is that the missing factor here, where he did not...
Bharat Maharaj, is not Jara Bharat in the third life. First life he was Bharat Maharaj.
Yeah, when he was attracted to the deer...
He did not have, I don't know, he had a spiritual master, Janivasu. There is no mention about that. He just gave up everything and went to the forest and started practicing his spiritual life. There is no mention of his spiritual master. And obviously there was an association of devotees. He was alone in the forest. That's definitely there.
Hare Krishna. In our temple in Sweden, many times homeless people come to seek shelter. They don't get help and they... ask the devotees if we have a place for them to stay and just before I left, it was very cold. I'm from Sweden, so it was very, very cold. It was like minus 17 degrees. And one man, he used to come every Sunday feast and he used to ask us for help. And devotees live together in one place called Brahmakund. And I asked the temple president if he could stay with us, but he has this experience that that it gets trouble. Many people come and maybe, we don't know, maybe they drink. We don't really know who they are and if they are interested in spiritual life. So he refused and I felt so bad. And I understand him, you know, but my temple president and I trust him. But anyway, I feel so bad because this person might die in the cold night. So could you give us some advice or...
What's your question?
Question is how, this is about compassion, you know, compassion for the body. A person might even die if we don't help.
So emergency, there is always, emergency is always exceptional. So, in emergency situation, we should always help. That's the general understanding. If someone is dying, it's our duty to help him out so that he don't die. He doesn't die. No, it's charity, we are spiritual. That's also fanaticism. We better help.
Then the rumors go around with all the homeless people and it becomes suddenly like...
Yes, we should be careful, we should be... But we should not do only charity for the sake of charity. Just like Prabhupada wanted the Food for Life program, but he wanted prasadam to be distributed. He connected Food for Life with Krishna consciousness. So that's why it was allowed. He didn't allow only vegetarian food to be distributed. He was not in favor. And Prabhupada never discriminated. He wanted to distribute to everyone. If you discriminate, it becomes charity. But if you don't discriminate, it becomes spiritual. Okay? It depends, case to case. So we'll end here. Oh. Go.
Hare Krishna.
People are going.
Yes. About consulting devotees. It always seems in the scripture there's room to take shelter of whatever opinion you like. Like sometimes you can hear advice from, you go to several doctors, they all give different advice. So how does one reconcile, you know, when getting advice of devotees, then it's also suggested we take a shelter of like-minded people. So it opens it up for allowing you to do your activity by finding someone who's favorable to your opinion. Do you understand?
Sure.
I'll give an example.
Yeah.
One time I was listening to a class and a senior devotee, and that devotee was discussing, in context, he was discussing, if you, someone asked, what happens if we chant Radhe Radhe? Like Prabhupada wasn't so happy with that. He generally stuck to the Maha Mantra. And then later on that day, I was listening to another class, a very senior devotee. And they said, if you don't chant this Radhe Radhe, you'll never enter the Braj. So I could choose. At that point, I could choose. Who should I take shelter of? So
there is, if you have two gurus, Prabhupada gave the example, if you have one Diksha Guru, one Siksha Guru, so if there is a contradiction between Diksha Guru and Siksha Guru, you should follow Diksha Guru. And if there is a contradiction between Diksha Guru, Siksha Guru and Founder Acharya, you should follow the Founder Acharya. That's the system. If there is a contradiction between your Guru, Siksha Guru, Diksha Guru and Prabhupada, you should follow Prabhupada. That's the way I understood. Okay? Śrīla Prabhupāda ki jāya, samabhata gaur bhakta vinda ki jāya, nitai gaur pramānande, hari hari bho.
লম্বা কালো করে
সাউথ ইন্ডিয়ান
ও চলে গেছে বাড়ি চলে গেছে
সাই দিছে
তাড়ি দেওয়া হয়েছে
হ্যাঁ
ও ঝামেলা করেছে
খবর আসবে এখন আপনার হাতে আপনার